Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is September the 6th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. And looking forward to that. Brother Davis is in queue and ready to go. As soon as we get moving in the show, just little technical difficulties, Scotty. And then, you know, that's what we do when we upgrade and make things better, is that there's a process to that. So just want to thank you all for listening and being a part of Tando Radio Show, the live show today. So today is Wednesday. It'll be a Wise Wednesday show. So we're going to jump right into it. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy to the network. And you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com, BTR Community is the social media outlet, everyone. So you can do that, become a member, and that's $24 a year. And that month, that yearly subscription will allow you to engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected, which you would be otherwise. In the mainstream ones, such as FedBook and everything else. So definitely do that. But also go to Black Talk Radio Network, and on the homepage, www.blacktalkradionetwork, on the homepage, you will see where you can actually give donations to continue to support this network, the network that has been put together for you, exclusively for you, to bring you information that you can use for the benefit of yourself, your family, and our overall community. So without your support, because there is no major corporate funding or sponsors, it is actually funded by you all. Please give what it is that you can to make sure that this network stays on air. Okay. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into what's in the news. A couple of things before we get going in the news. Everyone continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Go to the GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500. Michael Emmanuel is recovering from his germ cell cancer treatment that was earlier this summer. And so what we want to do is we want to support this young man, giving him some of the things, the nutrients and minerals that his body needs in order to be able to go into and stay into remission and detoxify from the chemotherapy. And the actual products that Michael Emmanuel has been using, that's been doing very well for Michael Emmanuel, Jada will definitely give us an update relatively soon on that. We'll have a presentation for you all. I'm going to set it up with the persons that do that so that we can do that probably during the weekend or very, very soon here. If people that with all kinds of health issues have been on these trace minerals, and it has been, they have had some remarkable results from that, and they contributed to that. I am not a doctor, nor do I you know, nor do I say that, you know, that I am or try to practice anything as such as that. But I do know that your body as a natural source does not need synthetic outside sources for it to work in a more holistic way. It's the actual, what the natural elements, minerals and everything else is what your body needs to be running off of, not off these synthetic things. And they like to prescribe those synthetic things because of the big business that goes along with it, but it's not natural. So the body will always have an adverse reaction. That's why you have the adverse reactions that many have getting it into a natural way of doing things. Because for every disease that man has created, the great creator has a herb to cure it. So definitely want to do that. And we're going to bring you some of those things that are beneficial to you, and you can actually make a business out of it. And while it's giving you the things that you need. So we'll bring that to you all. Okay. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, and that is ProsperityMint. We're also going to have some jewelry options. And if you have any questions about that, and you probably could save 10% on a lot of the jewelry options that's there. We haven't posted that on, but if you're looking for, you know, a specific item jewelry-wise, definitely email info@prosperitymint.com, and someone will get in contact with you, let you know what's there and how to obtain it. And the overall price points on it is going to be much, much lower than other places. So very, 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 very necessary. Resonate with real money. Okay, and actually save in that. You may not be paid as a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman, but you should be saving it as one with real, what I call the great creator's money. So do that. Also, if you'd like to be trading with us on TradeCoin Club, you can go to ourcryptocurrency.com. Ourcryptocurrency.com. Sign up there has been doing really well for me individually. And so definitely if you're interested in that, you can reach out, text me 951-790-8330. I'll give you the rundown on that. Also, Legacy Wealth Management Group is having a seminar on September the 23rd to September the 24th in Dallas. Tickets for one individual is $350. For couples is for two tickets is $500. And this is going to be structuring your family's legacy. Basically, we're going to be talking about trust and foundations, and is one of the best individuals in the world for that. So want to do that. And I don't want to, we're going to jump into what's in the news really quickly. But before we do that, I want to play these two things. Something just earlier this morning, crazy happening. But you're not going to see this on mainstream media or anything as such as that. There was a solar flare, and it's the largest solar flare that I ever seen in my life. And it's, I believe, going to end up being the largest solar flare ever that has ejected a CME, a coronal mass ejection, basically and it's Earth-facing, meaning it's going towards Earth. And how this is going to affect the Earth is in so many different ways. There was a Clarington event in the early 1900s that took out all of the power, even though they were just getting onto the grid itself, but it burnt everything up and shut everything down. Actually, there were blackouts that they say that has been caused by solar flares, but solar flares also at CMEs. And also causes earthquakes on the planet because when that because of the magnetosphere, the magnetic field is much smaller. When it hits it, it causes the Earth to squish like.
Okay, we seem to be having some more technical issues. I'm attempting to ascertain what the problem is. I'm wondering if we lost Dave. Seems like we're having issues with our conference line. Give me just a second. We could have been disconnected. Yes, we were disconnected. Sorry about that. Those listening to the stream, let me get connected.
Joining conference now.
Very, very important, and I don't want to bleed too much into Brother Davis's time. Very, very, very important. The celestial events are critical. Now, is this something that actually did happen, or remember, we're using the instruments that man has created, and so I don't always believe that they have the best intentions, and they would lie about many things. But let's is a couple of videos real quick, and they're short. We got to play them because they're just that important, so you will know. So let me just set this up real quick. That no more one is 2 minutes long, and one is just a little bit longer than that. So this is very, very important. You need to know about this. Critical. So, and with this, this could take out satellites. It could take out, it could cause a, it's like the sun doing an EMP. So it's just that bad. And so let me just set this up real quick and then we'll get going. Here we go. This one is 3 minutes and the next one is like, I think only 30, a minute and 30 seconds. Here we go.
September 6, 2017, guys, Stereo A is showing a massive coronal mass ejection that has just occurred. It's A is on the backside of the sun, and it's looking from behind, but we know from the flare that this thing is headed directly at our planet. In the last video, I said, we hope there's not a coronal mass ejection with this flare because that's going to double the trouble, if not triple the trouble. This thing is a full halo. You saw how powerful it was, and this is the density that it's headed at our planet. The CME trackers have not modeled it yet. That's irrelevant. Here's what Space Weather saying, that at 12:02, a sunspot AR2673 unleashed in Major X9. Excuse me, it was an X10 plus. It reminds me of the USGS backing down the quakes. Says X-rays and UV radiation from the blast ionized the top of Earth's atmosphere, causing strong shortwave radio blackout on the day side of our planet. The explosion also likely produced a CME, although we have not yet confirmed that possibility. Well, we just confirmed it. Here's another thing. They're finally paying attention to this chart. Also, guys, I've been warning about this Earth-Sun connectivity point. Now, they are on top of it. Notice it says at the top, there's two red notifications. Earth and Mercury are 6.5 degrees from an active region. That's because the silver dot is right over the blue dot, and that blue dot represents Earth. You're not seeing it there like yesterday, but something very unique here. The sunspot that's under the gray circle, which represents Mercury's connection point, is where the solar flares were coming from. That's where they're coming from now. But now the other sunspot is Earth and Mercury's connection point is drifted up on the sun above the equator. Now we got to deal with the connection with 2674 that you see. Notice also that Venus, which is the yellow dot, is going to play a role in this energy transfer. Just saying, keep an eye on all of this. But again, both are 6.5 degrees away from an active region. What does this mean? That we could see more strong flares, guys. And the CME tracker has not modeled that coronal mass ejection, but you just got a very good look at it from Stereo A. Now, Paul Begley's show is coming on about the time this thing uploads at paulbegleyprophecy.com. We're going to talk about this on the show. I'm going to come in later, probably about an hour within the show. But go ahead, tune in to Paul Begley. He's reporting on it. We're going to update this throughout the show as long as we don't have any radio blackout satellite communication problems that interfere with the transmission of the show. But again, paulbegleyprophecy.com. We're going to discuss.
Okay, we're going to go to the next one, and it's a little bit short. It's 1 minute. It's 2 minutes. Here we go. One second. Here we go. And why is this so significant? Because this can totally change everything for us. I'll tell you in a minute. Here we go.
I'm alive. That's called a white flare. The same thing that happened during the... Guys, these are SDO images of the most incredible flare I've ever seen in my life. That's called a white flare. The same thing that happened during the Carrington event. First you see that pulse, then a long-delayed triple pulse, causing this X10 plus flare. This is incredible, guys. Unprecedented. They have not been able to track yet to see if there's an associated coronal mass ejection. That's going to make it twice as bad. This is definitely Earth-facing, strongest flare I've ever seen in my life, possibly at an X11. It peaked over the X10 scale. What are we talking about when we mention a white flare at Carrington event? We're talking about your ground-based power lines could burn up. All your sensitive electronics could burn up. All the communication could go down. You could go back in time as far as what we know of the electrical grid, the entire lifestyle of banking could go down. When the electronics go down, it is over. This is unprecedented. Again, I'm looking, as I look at the coronal mass ejection tracker, the CME tracker, it is still tracking the system that we expect in here sometimes tonight. A very powerful corona mass ejection is already headed this way. Remember the video that I've already got out? Guys, this is unbelievable. I don't know what to say. This is the video of the coronal mass ejection that I just checked out. They have not had time to model this new one in, and more than likely, it's going to be a monster. But with, you do not have to have a strong coronal mass ejection to have just the energy from that flare come in. I'm going to be updating this throughout the day. I'm about to go through and do a full instrument check. I just wanted to make sure you were aware this is an Earth-facing event. Heads up, guys, get your sensitive electronics in. Solar panels will undoubtedly blow all the protective diodes. Most of them are 30 amp. You may want to pull the, either cover them up or pull them in. Guys, I really don't know what to say. When you talk about the electronics and the banking systems going down, the possibility of that occurring, and this is the event that could trigger this. It's a heads up. Wake up. Contact your family. Pray.
Okay, so now, why is this so significant? Because the sun is the life force for our celestial existence. And the sun is capable of so many things. It can take the grid completely out. It's happened before, so we'll keep an eye on this. So just be prepared for any and everything. I'm not saying that it will, but a 10 plus and it's Earth facing. There was a coronal mass ejection that was larger, but it wasn't facing the Earth. What this can do, this actually causes earthquakes. It causes the grid to go down. It has the same method that man has created in EMPs to cut everything out. And we know how exposed our electrical grid system is to all of this. They've been training for this for a while. So hopefully it does not take the grid down on the sun-facing side once it hits. I don't know when it's going to hit. I haven't been able to check out where that is, but when it is definitely going to hit the Earth, and we just hope that magnetosphere is in a proper position, and it will, because if not, the system would not be able to deal with this, and hopefully it will not cause what it has. The sun is able to cut all electricity off on Earth by shorting it out, by overloading it, and that'll be it. And how long will it take to get back up? Who knows? Who knows? So just so you know, it's better that you know things than be caught by surprise. And for naysayers, I really don't care about those individuals because they always say nothing is going to happen. Then when things do happen, all they do is cry. So you just be prepared. So we're going to go to Brother Davis, and for today's Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis, the floor is all yours. Everyone, when you call in today, I won't be on the line. So just say, excuse me, give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and just say, excuse me, and we will definitely get to you. Just let Brother Davis know that you're there. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Good to see you, sister. So, okay, everyone, Brother Davis, if you would unmute your line, if you're ready to go for Wise Wednesdays, we will get going. Wait. Before, while we're waiting on Brother, yes, Strategic Melanin is the last thing. Brother Davis talked about Yellowstone and Yosemite and everything else. Yes, last thing you need is for the sun to have a CME. But now, I'm going to just say this. We don't know if the sun really did do this because the instruments that are being used are actually controlled by who? Not by us. So just be aware. So we're getting ready to go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis is there, ready to go. And if you have a question or comment for Brother Davis, go ahead, Brother Davis. There you go.
Actually, I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, this is a prime time. Do you realize that we will experience things over the next, well, I guess since the eclipse, we have experienced things that no one in our, did I say our human line, could ever attest to? Oh, yeah, they've seen eclipses, but did they see the eclipse that we saw? They felt energy, but did they feel the type of confusion in those energy patterns like we felt? I'm quite sure the solar flares, as they've said, are not new, but have they come at such an impactful time that literally elevates the emotion? We must be careful. And the reason why we must be careful is because sometimes we allow our emotions to control us. That's right. We allow our emotions to react to something in a overextended manner or a not completely extended manner. And what is a not completely extended manner? You know how you stub your toe sometimes, the initial shock, but after a few minutes you're kind of walking around and you feel a bit of the pain, but it doesn't have the impact it originally had. Why? Because emotions literally allow us to rationalize them. Oh yeah. And the reason why we rationalize them is because literally we want the thought process to work to our favor. Okay? We can be ignorant. And ignorant is devised, it's defined as an absence of knowledge of oneself. This is the root cause of all disease. When the soul falls prey to an idea of an individual that is not connected, not connected means not having a religious or a spiritual relationship. It is said to have fallen into the delusion of ignorance. The delusion allows the soul to develop other modalities and mental planes, which may include, interesting, ego, desire, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, worry, greed, agitation. All of these things can come into play when you allow your emotions to get out of control. We must understand the importance of keeping our focus, and regardless of what the circumstances bring us, because guess what? Anything that Dave has just told you about can happen at any time around you. And your most secure idealisms will be called into question. So we have to be able to control our emotions so we don't let them get out of control. Because we know darkness is coming. We know there's going to be a point where we look up and we may be able to physically see, yet we cannot see at all. See, that's when the great forest is upon us. And your emotions must remain intact for your thought process to be exact. Let me repeat that again, because see, these things are going to come into play. Your emotions must be intact so your thought process can have an impact. See, sometimes we allow our ego to exert itself. That's often you want to feel like you're emboldened. You're feeling as an individuality. Due to ignorance, ego forms a utopia of the heart. What is a utopia of the heart? It's a false concept of thought. It promotes a short-sightedness and a limited vision of life. Also, it promotes a limited factor in one's intellectual capacity. This condition allows the soul to contract the primary existence of human embodiment. After this, all other mental, physical, all other ailments are possible, because ego is like a euphoria, a fever of the soul, characterized by relentless and disconnection. Oh, yeah. Now, people step forward and say, look, I'm going to do this. They don't even know what it's required. But if their mind and their thought process is caught up in the emotion of ego, they're not considering the result of their decision. You must understand that in order for us to be able to focus and put our plan together, in order to work our plan, we must first control our emotion. Your emotion can lead you to different things. It can lead you to focus on those things that are not necessary for the circumstance. Why do I say that are not necessary for the circumstance? Because Westernism teaches us to take the easy way out. It teaches us to follow our flesh. It teaches us that a little deception is accepted. But unto the reality of the truth, which you have already received in Harvey, the reality of the truth, and to the reality of the truth, which you see in Irma, the reality of the truth hits. It's all a concept, an idea of someone tracking with a pseudoscience something that they say is in nature. And nature takes its own form. So to a certain degree, the factuality speaks for itself. But until it's at your doorstep, until you look out your window, and you see the effects of that which approaches, your emotions have not been stirred. That is why it's so important for you to remember first to control your emotion. And some people would probably say, you know what, that ain't my problem. Oh, emotion is always a problem when it's not under control. You know why? Because it has a physical attribute to everything. If you are walking down the street and you hear a large, loud car horn, you react. That's emotion. Because if it wasn't emotion and you didn't feel nothing and you just heard the horn, you just keep right on stepping. Especially if you're in the city. See, we have to understand the importance of self in order to get through anything. Why? Because we can literally fail ourselves. Many have done it. You have seen it. They let go, hoping someone will be there to catch them when they fall. And a lot of times, no one is there. You have to control that point where someone has startled you to the degree that you're angry, or they've done something to you, killed you. What do I mean by kill you? Well, you see it every day with cops killing black people. All of a sudden, you get angry about it. That's right. That's a natural emotion. Because that is not a direct attack on you, but it is the attack to you. because you have already understood the rationale behind their behavior. Or you've been put in a position you can voice your opinion where that may be dangerous also. That's why emotion must be given its fair representation in any situation, and you see many of them that are upon us, that can have an everlasting effect on our lives. We must understand our greatest resource is us. When you are in a circumstance that is out of your control, your greatest resource is you. So what is the first thing you must understand? The importance of controlling your emotion, so that you can make an intelligent decision that is suitable for the circumstance, so that you can either find your way in, find your way out, or find your way to a comfort zone. Because I'm going to tell you something, we're about to be very uncomfortable. I've kind of put a pause there because I want you to really think about that. See, these flares from the sun, these are natural occurrences. They may not occur as readily as you think, or they may occur more readily. See, we're looking at it from a layman's perspective. But because of the knowledge that we have been able to obtain listening to Black Talk Radio, we know it can have several effects on us. If it's the electrical grid, think about everything you do that's connected with the grid that suddenly stops. Emotion kick in if you do not control it. Think about the places you go and the things you need that you haven't really considered not having because you never really considered them not being available. But yet, if something happens and the electrical grid goes down, immediately you are affected. And really, listening to Black Talk Radio, you should not be surprised. You should have something set aside for that particular time when that possibility comes to light. Because we already know that we are in a state and time in which we need to have some basic things available in case the environment changes. And it changes ever so quickly. You've seen the video of Harvey. You've seen what it has done to Houston. You've seen how people are reacting to each other. You've seen them saving, and you've seen them avoiding those who need to be saved. You see, your responsibility does not stop with just you, but you must make the intellectual decisions, make the decisions that are best suitable for you. I understand this, and this is a very plain point, and I know some people are going to think I take this kind of casual, but I'm going to put it out there. We can't save everybody, but everybody has a right to try to save themselves. That's a powerful statement. Because nowadays, so many people rely on a system that is already broken down, or literally, should I say, shut off and came back on according to how it's being controlled. And people just adjust to it thinking, okay, well, it'll be back on. You ever been in a storm and all of a sudden the lights go out? And you're lighting candles and you're walking around the house and trying to make sure everybody's where they are. And then when you do that, you say, okay, well, let's wait. They'll find the problem and fix it. What if you have to find that problem? What if that problem can't be fixed and you must make the adjustment? You must first control your emotion. Once you control your emotion, it's easier to be able to help calm others. I'm going to tell you how powerful this is. I carry a blood pressure cup with me. And I take my blood pressure to my wife sometimes. She'll ask me, what's your numbers? And she'll take her blood pressure, and I'll ask her, well, what's the numbers? But, you know, we don't do that just so that we know what our numbers are. We do that because it keeps us in tune with the physical reaction to emotional transitions that our bodies are going through. That's right. And it only keeps us up on what our breast pressure numbers are, what our heart rate is. And a lot of people think, oh, well, I don't really want to know that. These are vital signs to how our system, this, I would like to say, is a unique vehicle, is working. See, we got a few miles on our tire. And so do you. And now we're moving into what we call uncertain times. When is the last time you got three major hurricanes back to back? You got Harvey, then you got Irma coming, and then behind that is Jose. When does it stop? Oh, wow, let's not forget, today there was a solar flare. And we still don't know what the total outcome of that flare will be, because there may be part of the process that we don't understand. So, this is Brother Davis. Is there somebody in queue? Okay. I speak like this because I want you to understand, first of all, we need each other to know that we have to ride. I need to know that whatever it is I can achieve, whatever it is I need, I can achieve. You've heard me speak about the principle many times. I believe I could achieve the impossible if presented with it. And if you don't believe you can achieve the impossible when presented with it, when you are presented with it, you are going to be emotional first, because guess what? If that hurricane is it your town, and all of a sudden your windows are shaking and your doors are rattling and the wind is howling, this is what they call it, a moment of intense direction. Indirection is in your way. What do I say it's in your way? Because you're being victimized by it. What do you do? Are you prepared? In your process, are you prepared for the people around you? If you can't get out, do you have water? Do you have food? What are your backup sources, and do you have any? By the way, if you're on medication, do you have that? You see, this emotional thing here can be a roller coaster in a diverse circumstance. And that's why it's important for you to understand what your weaponry is. And your greatest weapon in any diverse circumstance is your mind. So you must learn to operate with your mind to your best interest. And once you operate with your mind to your best interest, you will be congealing enough to move from circumstance to circumstance. If the electric grid goes down, well, I got some backup food here. I got backup food. Okay? Understand how I said that. Because you have to understand you're in that circumstance. I need some water. Well, I got some water. So now that tells you that there's a certain degree of preparation that's already been made. You've already done it. And if you have not done it, we've talked about it many times. You've heard me say that you are the generals. Being a general, you have to be prepared to lead. So somebody comes and knocks on that door, and you don't want to open that door, you have to make a decision. Is it going to be based on emotion? Or is it going to be based on intellect? And what is the cause? All of these things, my brothers and sisters, are being placed on your doorstep. You must make the decision that's not only suitable for you, but suitable for the people that you regard to be close and loved ones to you. Because you don't want to put them in danger because you made the wrong decision. Think about it. You don't want to go outside one day and just running to the store. And you're looking at them hollering, move, move, and they're pointing to the sky, and here's a plane falling? These may sound like dramatic dynamics, but these are not beyond the realm of possibility. You see, you must always stay on top of your mental game. Because if you have to make that last minute decision, do you forget who you're with and just run for your own safety? Are you understanding the dynamic of emotion here? Because see, that dynamic of emotion may cause you to make a decision that could cost you your life. And that's been done. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's part of the equation. We are at the face of the dark forest. And we got to go through the forest. And it may be miles deep. Trees may be hundreds of feet high. But we got to get through this. Do you have the strength of mind for the tasks that are before you? Because the journey must be made. Understand how I said that. The tasks before you, because the journey must be made. See, anytime there's a diverse circumstance or a major natural disaster, you're not there alone. You're going to look up at other people in the same circumstance that you were in. And they may be weaker, and they may not be as strong, or they may be stronger, in your opinion. You have to make the decisions that are suitable for you. And don't forget, you have to make them decisions. Don't follow somebody you don't know. Because they may not have no thought process, or they may be operating on that ego that we talked about earlier. You're going to look, and you're going to see fear in some eyes. People are going to look at you, and what are they going to see? They're going to see fear. They're going to see confidence. You see, nobody deals with a natural disaster totally alone when they get to the groups, because the groups magnify a circumstance. And those influences you let influence you magnify your emotions. And if those things that influence you magnify your emotions and they get out of control, guess what? You are out of control. And you've seen it in Katrina. You remember the video? You've seen it in Harvey. Remember the people who was hollering over here, they need help over here? Oh, by the way, some of those same people made videos and said the people who had the boats wasn't stopping for them. By the way, what would you do about that? What could you do about that? You see, the dynamics of emotion must always be controlled, because guess what? Even if that is the circumstance, you still have to deal. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, y'all. We are approaching the forest, and all we see is darkness. We can't even distinguish the trees. And the branches slap our face. We get angry. This is why it's so important for us to take the time to examine ourselves. Take the time to consider what our resources are. Because your greatest resource I haven't spoken of yet. No. And the reason why I haven't spoken of it yet is because if someone could tell me, I would love for them to call. You know why? Because dialogue is better than a monologue. And that way we can exchange. Because I'm going to tell you something.
Brother
These
Davis.
May sound strange. Yes, Brother Scotty, come.
347 might have been open for about an hour. 347, I assume you unmuted yourself. Did you have something you wanted to ask before we go to the break in about 8 minutes?
I'll come in after the break. I'm in a supermarket.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. At that time, unmute yourself.
Okay. Now, the reason why I point this out to you is because we are eventually going to come face to face with something soon that we were not going to be comfortable with. I'm quite sure you've heard about the fires out west and in Canada. Well, that could very easily be in any one of our areas, any one of our backyards. You see what's happening down in Houston, and there's two hurricanes on the way. We are going to be confronted with some very tough decisions. We're going to have to be focused. Are we going to be humane to each other as humans? Or are we going to practice the greatest gift of Westernism, which is personal greed? Personal greed actually is not a bad thing in certain circumstances. If I only have $2 and there's 9 people and I have a family, you understand what I'm saying? These truths will always come to life. If we are prepared to talk and openly discuss about them now, you'll be prepared to make the decisions you need to make at those points when the necessities become dire. And they will. You could, the perfect example is what we're going through right now. You know that people were selling a case of water for $45, $50, $65, $70 because the need for water was so great. Now here's a real climax. The dollar's value is down so low now that even if they would have got that kind of money, there's certain places that wouldn't accept it anyway. I know, you're probably saying, oh, this is America, somebody will take it. Yeah, somebody would, probably, now, but who knows about next week? And see, that's the whole thing. None of this that is going on is only going to last for a day. It's going to last for a period of time. Are you prepared for that period of time? Are you prepared to make the decisions that are not only suitable for you and your family, but you may be called as a general? You may be that person who can help a group of people say, look, you go to your house, organize what you have, and come back with a list. You do the same, and put yourself in that position. And let's sit down and see what our resources are and count the heads to see how far we can make this last. This is what generals do. But you must be prepared to make those decisions. And here's the best thing. You may be the one to save the whole group. You know why? Because there may be no one else in that group that is prepared to organize themselves or their thoughts. Do you realize some people are just going to sit and cry? Yeah, I'm telling you. You know why? Because they don't have the insight that you have. Because they fear is greater in their control. So yes, we're coming across diverse circumstances. Yes, we must enter the dark fog. And in doing so, we are on a mission, a journey to get to the resources of other people, because then we could literally magnify our resources and reevaluate our circumstance. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, y'all. We're coming from Black Talk Radio, and Black Talk Radio has been a powerful source in the community, and we want to keep Black Talk Radio alive. We want to keep having them available at our dial to bring us the information that is vital to both our mental and our spiritual growth, but keep us media connected for as long as possible. And as you see, as these things are happening, there are going to be days when that's going to be a lifeline. Let's not wait to the last minute to show our love, show our need, because guess what? The time is coming when we have to rise, and our circumstance will not change unless we do so. This is Brother Davis on Black Talk Radio on a Wise Wednesday. So pick up your phones and hit us back. We'll be right back after the break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Scotty, we had a caller in Cube. You want to bring him up, please?
Yeah, they mentioned that they were in a supermarket, and they can hit star. There they go. They just unmuted. Go ahead, 347.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Can you tell us? Yes, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, hey, what's going on, brother? This is Tom Thomas in New York. How you doing, Scotty?
All right, brother.
I had article for brother Dave, but I waited until tomorrow. I'll call in and I'll give it to him. They want to speak about the solar flares, and you know, it is going to be terrible when the grid goes down for, you know, some people. But I kind of look at it from the perspective of, it's been predicted that these sun rays are for us. And I find it no strange coincidence that, well, when I say for us, I mean for melanated people. You know, we get information through our melanin via the sun. It's been predicted that, you know, it will come a time where, you know, we'll come back online. Now, I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but a lot of things since this, like you said, since this eclipse has really unfolded. One huge thing that I don't find a coincidence that we're having all these things happening, and knowing how far in advance these people prepare and know things, it seems. I read an article today where they're going to, and they've been saying this, I got, you know, books on talking about this, and it's finally, I guess, going to happen, or they're going to attempt it, to crash the Cassini telescope into Saturn to make a new sun once it blows up, a sun for them that doesn't burn their skin, but it will light up the sky. That's I mean, it's called the Lucifer Project, and they've been working on this for years. I mean, just think of how long it takes to get a satellite that far. It's been taking pictures, found a hexagram and everything on it. All year they've been doing ceremonies all around the world, worshiping the Saturn gods, you know, Baal in particular, with some of that stuff they stole from Syria, putting it in New York Times Square, putting it on Hollywood Boulevard and London and Paris and all over the world, and doing rituals. So I just find this all very, like, wow. You know, a lot of things that's been predicted by some of the people that over the years have been saying these things, like Dr. Blair and Dr. Valentine, Bobby Hemmett, and things. This is like coming to the truth. And I'll meet my line. Thank you, bro.
Well, brother, you're right. And I know, I identify with some of those names, and I missed it up, the illustrious Dr. Blair, with his passing. But let me say this. A lot of these things that these people are doing, They're initiating and hoping. They're doing it based on a theory, their thought concept of how they interpreted what was read long ago. And here's what's unique about it. In all of their process, they still go out their way to invest their dollars to initiate something that's based on theory. Now, to give you a perfect example, look at the hydrant, the large hydrant conflict. Literally, where they're smashing atoms together, they're trying to produce something based on a theory. But yet, they're not telling you what's going on there. Why? Because a certain degree of failure is involved? Absolutely. But they're trying to do exactly what you said. They're trying to initiate evil on a scale unprecedented by man. Why? Because man is the only victim. Because the creator who created all of this is not involved in that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if he wanted to do it, it would have been done. See, the perversion that is going on in the world today, and you've seen it, Monsanto's trying to recreate vegetables through a synthetic process out of a petri dish, and they've been able to have a certain degree of success because they're incorporating universal law in scientific application. But it is still, a debauchery of the natural order. So, yeah, they're going to do these sort of things, brother. And I'm going to tell you something. They're even working harder on scaring people into believing that they're on the right track. But even if they think they are, there's nothing we can do about that. Most thing that we can do is positively generate on those things that make us happy. Why? Because if you sit around waiting on a theory and you're not doing the work to bring that theory to fruition, then you're wasting your time. And the reason why you're wasting your time is because you're waiting on somebody else's concept to work. And I'm going to tell you something. I have seen so many people looking and waiting and looking and waiting and getting no result based on a promise that never comes to fruition. So, yeah, I mean, if you definitely bring that up to Dave tomorrow and openly discuss it, because the flares are live, the flares are real, but you know what else I know about the flares? The flares come from the sun. So even if the sun attacks the earth, it's just that time. It's not like man's initiating that. We only know that could be done by a creator greater than man. The sad part about it is that man is the way of manipulating each other to the degree to get others to do what they want. But believe me, there's certain things that are out of man's control. One of the things that bother me about now is when I see all of these hurricanes, and I know that they do have the technology to affect the weather, they're doing something else to literally change the natural order of things. There was going to come a time when there must be answered to the things that they're doing. And see, here's what's so unique about that. If you're not involved in that, then you're free from it. A lot of people are involved in it. Look at the TV set, the radio. There, a lot of people are emotionally involved in that. But brother, I'm going to tell you something. If it happens, it happens. If a solar flare comes down and in Times Square, and I'm in Times Square, what do I run to? See, we have to submit to the fact that we either are working to help the spirit of humanity go beyond its circumstance, or we'll be called like everybody else. And why should we even fear that? Think about it. I appreciate your call, brother. And we will call Dave tomorrow evening and open that door so y'all can have some open discussion on the solar flares. I mean, I do know that they exist.
My question for Brother Dave had nothing to do with the solar flares. That was pretty much what I wanted to add. But I just wanted to say, I don't think that solar flares is a bad thing for us as melanated people. That was one of the things I wanted to get out. It might destroy the grid, and it might cause us to have some financial hardship. but I don't think it's going to affect us physically, especially as much as it'll affect these other people who can't take the sun. That was pretty much what I was trying to get out. But I agree with everything you said. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Scotty. And I'll have a good evening, brother.
Well, I appreciate your call, brother, and I share your perspective immensely. I share your perspective immensely. Listen, is there any other calls in queue, Scotty? If there's no other calls in queue, let's get to the point where we enter the forest, okay? What works to your advantage in a forest? Light. So you got a candle. And this candle allows you to see 5 feet in front of you. That's it. Think about it for a minute. A deep, dark forest. And you got a candle that allows you to see only 5 feet in front of you. But understand the advantage of that. I know when you first think about it, wow, just 5 feet in a whole forest. The whole thing is that it allows you to see the path on which you lay your feet. If you're going in that direction to cross the forest, the journey only becomes shorter when you advance the candle in order to see your feet. See, that's the plan. Because that way you know when your feet are on firm ground, if it's coming into a swampy area. Because remember now, you got 5 feet of illumination in front of you. And see, that's what disasters do. Disasters give you a certain degree of authority over your life. And you have to operate in that authority. And many people think, oh, well, I'll wait till somebody comes. Somebody may not come. And you might have to light your candle. And see, you're looking at it from the fact that you only have a small candle, but you fail to realize is that candle illuminates. You are bringing the glorious light into a circumstance that you thought you would be victimized by. You know, you ever been in the forest at night? You hear the sounds, but you know what happens? As soon as that light starts to break in the darkness, the sounds start to move away. You see, that's why there's so many things on TV right now about scaring the crap out of you. They want your fear to override your ability to think through your circumstance, your ability to put one foot in front of the other to cross in a manner in which you can complete the journey. And see, the sad part about it is there are so many people out here today that literally are being victimized by the fact that their fear overpowers their ability to put their feet one at a time in front of the other. It is so important that we understand that the overall plan to be able to get out of any circumstance first starts with our perception of self. If you don't think you can, you won't. Let me be to the point. And the reality is that if you don't think you can, chances are everybody with you, none of them won't. But you see, when you go ahead and step forth and the foundation of self, and you make in your mind, understand how I said that, you make up in your mind, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this together. Put your plan down. Listen, everybody got a candle? You walk 3 feet from behind me, and the next person walks 3 feet from behind you. Before you know it, you got a chain of light. It's the perspective that changes the dynamic of the journey. And we must be able to put the perspective in order so that we can reach our goals. Things that are changing, we cannot, if it's happening in nature, we cannot change those. I'm not saying go out into a hurricane with a candle. No. I'm not. But if there's something that you got to do in that hurricane, and there's no way you can get around it, have a solution, a logical solution for yourself. Because if you don't, you put yourself in danger unnecessarily. You put yourself at cost. And so when you put yourself at cost, there's a certain degree of loss that comes at cost. Y'all know it. Sometimes you make a decision that are not the best decisions for you. And sometimes the decisions are made. Now, what do I mean about the decisions being made? Well, those of you who don't know, my wife just brought to my attention. Let me give her a big up for her research. That in the path of Irma, there is two major nuclear plants. Let me repeat that. There are two major nuclear plants. And the sad part about it is both of them are in Florida. Now, for those of you who just beginning to understand what I'm saying, Fukushima was a nuclear plant. See? So anything can happen. And we must stay focused on trying to reach the end of our journey. And the reason being is because that's where we can be resourceful to do something else. And the best way of being able to reach it is by coordinating everybody in your group on the same page to be doing the same thing and react the same way. You don't want somebody that's going to get all excited and put their hands up in the air and all of a sudden their candle goes out. You know why? Because then they're grabbing. That changes the dynamic. Because, see, that causes what they call an emotional chain reaction. So they grab somebody, somebody else grabs. Well, you know, you got five people there with three candles out. That doesn't work to the advantage of the group. It is important that we stay focused on what we're trying to achieve and everybody be on the same page. And listen, this is only one aspect of the forest. The other aspect of the forest may be we're hungry. What you going to do for food? You got any? Is it in your pocket? Guess what? If you're in the forest and you got your candle and you only see 5 feet in front of you, what if you come across a blueberry bush? And blueberries that you could see are in season. You could tell everybody to gather around the bush and every second person face the opposite direction. And y'all can get as many blueberries as you need. And then everybody get back in line, face the same direction, stay 3 feet apart, and you're moving again. You see, there is always a possibility in any dynamic that works for the group, but you have to have someone that is willing to be able to say, look, this is my idea, what do you think? You know why? Because that person they're talking to may have a different perspective that would allow his idea to be enhanced, or a different perspective that's a better idea. Never think that you have the only idea, because that is ego. And when ego comes to play, you're not communicating as a group, you're communicating to the group. And the group all has to be on the same page. In order for the group to be on the same page, it must be group participation. So now all of this here stuff is starting to happen all around us. All of a sudden you're hearing the sounds of the night, and all of a sudden the moon comes up, and before you know it, the moon's giving illumination, and now you can see the trail clearly. And guess what? You could take those candles and now make torches. It is important that we always understand that no circumstance that can befall us do we have to be victimized by it if we can think beyond the circumstance. You know, you've seen it. If you were walking down the street and a car was coming fast, what do? You stop so you don't get in that car's path. And that may happen at night, or it could happen during the day. But all your senses working, you can always say stop and say nothing. And all of a sudden, you blend into the night by the verbal sound, but you still have your candles. You understand what I'm saying? My brothers and sisters, we are dealing with feelings in diverse circumstances. We have to be able to institute the plans that are both suitable for our circumstance. We must be able to think through. So if you got some supplies, look at your supplies. You got a neighbor over next door, and he's in the same circumstance, and he's talking about help me, help me. You have to take your time to think. Is it the right time? Sometimes it might be better to wait till the morning. Why? Because the rain stops now and you can see. And all of these things come into play. You got to be sharp enough to be able to put it together so that you don't jeopardize your family or your resources. Because what if he's playing on you and you get over there and he got a gun? And you don't have a gun. It changes the dynamic. See, it's so important for us to understand there's no circumstance that we cannot rise to. Now, we may not be able to take it over, but the whole thing is to see our way through the journey. Because once we see our way through the journey, we'll begin to, that's a tree. That tree's across the road. Let everybody know about that tree so they can climb over the tree. And when the first person climbs over the tree, they sit and stand there till the next person climbs over. And then when that person climbs over, the person who is watching starts moving forward with his candle, and that person is the second person, waits for the third person. You see, there is a dynamic. And we must work on completing the journey. And all of a sudden, everybody's thirsty, and you get quiet, and you hear some drip. It sounds like water. But you look around, and all of a sudden, you see water dropping from a rock that comes out of the mountain. Well, that should tell you this is filtered water through the mountain. So you want to look and you want to first smell it. It has no scent to it. Then you want to put it on the tip of your tongue. See, there's a dynamic here. That may be the refreshing that you need at the time. And the reason why is because you have a need to quench your thirst. My brothers and sisters, we can get through this. I don't care what it is. And guess what? We're going to be tested big time. What if you were out in the forest out there in California where it's burning, or up in Canada where it's burning? Changes the dynamic somewhat, but the process is still the same. We must be able to focus on trying to achieve what is best for the group in the diverse circumstances in which we are. And believe me, the circumstances are going to get very diverse. Very diverse. Actually, some of them are going to get out of control. And you got to decide on whether you want to get involved in that melee, or do you want to organize your people or your family and move to a safer position. Because these are the times when things can go wrong at the drop of a hat based on someone else you don't even know. And the sad part about it is you may not even realize what's going on by the time it gets to you. So you got to be able to organize your own. And then those people that are like-minded, they will see who is gravitating where. Don't victimize yourself, but do protect yourself. So now, we're at a stage where we're halfway through the forest. We got a little something to eat. We drank some water and maybe even carrying some with us and whatever vessels we may have. But we're halfway through the forest. You understand what I'm saying? We have strength now because we've eaten, and now we're no longer thirsty. So these are things that work to our advantage that are going to be in those areas of diversity. It's going to be some time when the rain will stop, if it's a storm. It's going to be some time where you could literally walk outside if the grid goes down. And when you do, you got to have a plan. Well, we'll just split the group up into three people, two people to a group. Everybody stay within sight. You forage for heavy logs so that we can start a fire. And you forage for water sources to see if we can't get some water or maybe yet do some fishing. See, you'll be surprised at how many people will be hollering, you know what, here's some onions over here. Oh, there's berries over here. Oh, wow, over here there's cauliflower. In the ground, it grows naturally. See, we must never allow ourselves to think that because of circumstances isn't what we want, that we can't do nothing about it. Because we can. So you can't get your electronic money. Does that mean you stop eating, you stop drinking? No. That means you reorganize yourself and you look at the resources that you have and you see what you got to work with. And you keep your group tight. And when people come along the path, and they will, you make sure that someone in that group is prepared to deal with aggression, and someone in that group is prepared to deal with compassion. Because, you know, women have a soft point. Somebody might come down and they broke their leg and they're hobbling. Somebody in the group could look and say, you know what, I could put a wooden splint on that. Well, you wouldn't know they would have that skill. But in the first times, everybody has a skill that can literally be a boost in the circumstance. So here you take this person, you set them down, and you put a splint on her, and they're feeling better, and the leg is straight, and you say, wow, I feel like I can walk with this now. I'm better. I don't need that big stick, but I can walk with a cane. So, yeah, well, look, I'm glad we could be able to help you, he said. But you know what? We really can't. We got to keep moving. Well, look, if you're going back the way I came, there's a river back there, and there's some guys fishing along the beach. And guess what? They're doing trade. Well, now there's another dynamic. By the time you get back here, as you go through the wood, you go, remember that? Remember the cauliflower? You go grab you some cauliflower. Remember them onions? You go grab you some onions. Then when you come across the fishermen, you say, you know what? We're hungry, and them fish look good. And they say, yeah, well, what you got to trade? Well, we got some cauliflower and some onions. We got three or four fish here, and you split yours, we split ours. It is always a way to make a dynamic work. And guess what? If the harmony is right, you two may want to come together as one group. Since they have the ability to fish, you have the ability to forage. Before you know it, now you're building shelters. You're building shelters for the group, then you're building shelters for each other. Next thing you know, you have a village. You must have a law, at least a common law. The common law may be something like, thou will not show any disrespect for thy other partner, the other human. And that disrespect may come in on any level, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual, but you must not show disrespect. These are the ways the communities are built in diverse circumstances, diverse times. And just think, what if you run across a guy who's mechanically inclined, has the ability to put a wheel together? Now he could build a wheel so you could get water out of the river and have the water run through an irrigation system, and before you know it, you're growing your own food. We must think beyond our circumstance. Because guess what? If the grid goes down and cuts the communication off, everybody is disconnected. And there's always going to be somebody who wants to take authority away from you or the community. This is why it is important for us to communicate with each other and not follow. Because when you're communicating with each other, then together you can achieve. But if you're looking for one person to put out front, there's always somebody who has their own intent that will go out front. And their intent may not be the best thing for the group. And you see it today. Whatever their motivation factor is, there's somebody who can meet it under the right circumstances. And believe me, the sad part about it is when the group finds out they've been victimized by somebody who they thought was worthy of the position. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on another break. I'm trying to give you a lot of insights, but I would like you to call and give me your insight. Because understand this, we have been planning bug out bags with storing food, with precious metals, with all of these things, have prepared us for this time and place.
Brother Davis.
Now, if this happens, yes, Brother Scotty.
Yeah, just one thing I was thinking about, because I've been hearing it from a couple of people over the past few days, and this stresses the importance of a generator or some way to generate power, whether that's solar, although I don't know if you could generate enough solar power in order to, well, yeah, you could to power a laptop, but communications won't be totally down as long as you have power and access. It just depends, and I'm talking about a natural disaster, but the internet was designed to withstand nuclear strikes. Most of the fiber optics and all that stuff is buried underground. Some of it is above ground, but lately they've been installing it underground. And again, the internet is designed, which is a bunch of, why they call it the World Wide Web, it's just a bunch of interconnected computers serving up information. They all connected and what have you. So some parts of it could go down. Some parts of it may still be up, but it doesn't matter if you don't have a generator, a way to generate power. So I know a lot of people live in places where, like if I lived in an apartment, then that's not even feasible. You could get a small generator, but they may not allow you to have a gas-powered generator. It just depends on your situation and circumstances. But if you own your own land, stressing the importance of owning, or you're in a house, a home, you really should invest in a generator, and they're not as expensive as what you might think.
Absolutely right, Scotty. You know what? Sometimes you don't have to invest in a generator. If you know mechanically inclined enough, take an RPM regular cylinder that winds up and projects a spark, you could connect that to a bicycle wheel. And just as long as that thing can wind up and connect to spark, you could literally attach the positive and the negative and get a certain degree of amperage out. There's a lot of little dynamics that come into play. That's why I was saying that those people who are mechanically inclined become more as an instrument in a group, because they may know little things like that that make the difference in order for the cell phones to be able to reconnect and repower. You see what I'm saying? And now, some of the solar devices out there literally can generate enough energy to power cell phones. So, yeah, all of those things come into play. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back. We're in the last half hour. I'm trying to give you an understanding that regardless of what we're going through or what we have to go through, that we have the potential to get through it. But if you don't think you have the potential to get through it and you're going to sit in a state of fear, believe me, you'll victimize yourself and you'll be victimized by others. And the reason being is because guess what? It's always easy to spot a coward. And the reason why it's easy to spot a coward because they're willing to do the things to survive. even if the survival is less than human. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people are being programmed for that position right now. And the sad part about it is that even although they are, it's acceptable to them. And we are not going to live by another tyrant ever again. The reason why is because we're living under white supremacy now. And guess what? It's always been a bitter taste in my mouth. And now I see it coming to the end. I can't explain it to you because you may not see the dynamic the way I see it. But when I see that major currency systems are clashing, when I see that the world powers are clashing, when I see that the dynamic of technology, the way we once knew it, is out of harmony, and when I see the sun, a natural force, making a statement on this earth, oh yeah, it's change coming. And guess what? I welcome it. I welcome the transformation because guess what? We will only be better by it. With the stuff we're going through now, the synthetic stuff, you go to the grocery store, you don't even know what to eat. You know why you don't want to eat? Because if you haven't done your own due diligence, you're going to buy what looks good and what tastes good, which is the very poison that they're selling to you. We must take control of our lives, my brothers and sisters. And that's why it's important that we understand that we can get through the journey. Now, we're in the middle of the woods with five of us together. We all got candles. We already ate. We had some water. And now, guess what? We come across somebody who had a bad leg. We fixed their leg. They told us about somebody at the river who could fish. They're fishing. We get up here. They got fish. And we got something that we can share with them. And now we got a community. So in the community, we want to set parameters so that we don't have to worry about people raping our women or beating up our kids. We want to have an order in the community. This is one of the simple principles of life. And if we are not willing to engulf in the rebuilding transformation, because that's what it is, it's going to be your rebuilding transformation, then we are really victimizing ourselves because it's easier to lay down and die. And the sad part about it is many will do that. Remember, I told you, we cannot save them all. And look, some of them don't want to be saved. I mean, right now, there's states that have what's called the hemlock law. Literally, where their situation is so bad, they choose to die. And these are the circumstances in which we live. So let us understand that we are beyond the human self in a diverse circumstance and rise to be that true self. That true self who believes that regardless of the circumstance, we are going to make things work or better. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's what being human is about. This whole dynamic that we're going through right now, this is its destruction. You think about it. There was no people who wanted this so-called nuclear power. The people who wanted it were people who were going to make money off it. Everybody else was saying, no, that's kind of dangerous. We don't want that. But because they allowed money to rule them, they took that money and went out and said, look here, you give us our nuclear power permit, and we'll make sure you get some money. We'll make sure you... And then they attached this to everybody's house. And here's the catch. Tesla, that came up with a generator many years ago that would require us to spend no money for electricity. But they couldn't profit by it. So guess what? You never heard about it. Tesla died. Tesla died a beaten, broken man. And the sad part about it is that no one got to know about Tesla's discovery. They kept it quiet. Now these things are coming out. That's why change is so important. The diversity of that change is coming out now. The sad part about it is that we did not know. And the reason why we did not know is because they controlled the knowledge. This car is out here now to run on water. But you know why did not know? Because they couldn't make money off of it. They could not celebrate their greed. And let's be right to the point. These were not people of color who were in control of these things. These were people who lived a life based on power and destruction. And the reason why was because they felt because they had the power to destroy you, they had a right to take over what is yours. This is why we're here. Believe me, this is why we're here. Because guess what? There wouldn't have never been no Fukushima had there never been no nuclear plants. Right now, we got, you know, I just told you, we got two nuclear plants in the way of Irma. Who knows what that's going to do? These were unnecessary chances that we needed to take. But yet, they were taken. The sad part about it is that although they have, now we become the victims. We, human race, are the victims based on the greed of one people. What more do we have to tolerate? Think about that. Because I'm going to tell you something. The turns, the changes that are coming now, the transformation, I welcome it. And guess what? It may cost me what you consider life to be. But you know what? That would be a small price for a new tomorrow for children that don't have to worry about the tyranny that we had to live through. And believe me, it was worse in the earlier parts on our forefathers. And the reason why I say it was worse is because the same savagery took they went through, we're going through today. Of course, it's multiplied today. See, back then, there was only a certain degree of concepts of what could we say, prison, killing. Now, there's a multiplicity of these concepts. It's a business. And people literally have attached themselves to the business of destruction. So we have to accept the fact that this may just be good for all of mankind, because this so-called transfer—I call it a transformation. Some of y'all may call it a revelation. Some of y'all may call it Armageddon. I don't know, but whatever your terminology is, it's due. And the reason why it's due is because the cost has been great, and we paid it to this point through our forefathers, to our grandfathers, our great-grandmothers, our grandmothers, you know what I'm saying? We've paid a tremendous amount of cost to get to this point. And we were, listen, we were put here first. We were chosen first. And there was a reason beyond that. And guess what? I'm still looking past my circumstance into the concept of discovery, because I'm ever growing in understanding the metaphysics of what goes on in the unseen world. And guess what? We have a lot of power. We are like the drop that left the ocean through a splash. Does that mean that the drop is no longer the ocean? And then when the ocean engulfs the drop again, we're a part of the greater whole. So don't think for a minute that we cannot change the transition of where we are. And the reason why is because we have given up control by submitting ourselves to some of the Western technologies that we victimize ourselves by every day. What do I mean by that? I mean, you sit back in front of the TV set, you sit in front of the radio, you listen to that so-called trends, and then some of you follow them. You know, the most powerful statement that was made this year for black people was the statement Colin Kaepernick made when he said on a world stage, I will not salute the flag but stand for an anthem of a country that's killing my people. That was the most powerful political statement made this year. And you know what? Last year, when I heard it first for the first time, when I seen it, I told my wife, I said, this changes the dynamic, because now every professional person on a world stage can see that they can make a demonstration. These people walking around and talking about, oh, let's get Colin Kaepernick a job in the NFL. Kaepernick is not worried about going to work in the NFL no more. Believe me, he did exactly what he wanted to do. He initiated the conversation on a level that the whole world can see, and they're waiting to see how we deal with it. Are we going to sit back and say, okay, well, they were right, it was patriotism? No, it wasn't about patriotism. It was never about patriotism. They changed the dynamic to appear like it was about patriotism. But what it was about was Europeans killing black people indiscriminately. And it happens all over the world, not just here in the United States. So don't be surprised with these next coming professional seasons if players from all over different parts of the world are starting to make a political statement in their own right. And I'm going to tell you something. I welcome it, because guess what? It's a part of the transformation. If we are not in the last times right now, because this solar flare can change the dynamic of the world, but we know it. You know what I'm saying? These next two hurricanes, they can literally initiate the dynamic of the world in the manner in which we couldn't identify. Do you realize that any one of these situations could initiate martial law in the United States? And they want that. Believe me, they want that. It's not suitable for the civilized so-called people. But in reality, they're the ones who are designing this, because guess what? They think that they have a right to, because they have money. Well, I have money, so we have a right to our opinions and force them down your throat. But guess what? I don't believe that. I don't think you have that right to force your opinion down anybody's throat, because you're no better than anyone else, and you put your pants on the same way as everyone else. So you have money, which you created in order to control. Money doesn't rule me. It's a tool to me. And I'll use the tool when I need the tool. And when I don't need the tool, I won't use the tool. And that's the precept of which I see money. Now, people say, oh, you get more money, that'll change you. Well, not actually, because guess what? I know where to put my money. If I hit $1 million a day, you know the first thing I do? I look for operators that would literally utilize that money to their fullest advantage. So, yeah, Black Talk Radio gets on. Do I think that the local food bank would get some? Oh, absolutely. But you know what? People are so busy talking about, oh, well, I'm going to give it to my church. Well, don't people take their money and spend it just like all the other humans? We must understand the importance of the decisions that we make with the resources that we have. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to know you to love you. So don't think that because you have a connection with a community of people that they love you. No, I know people in that same community that only like you for the reasons that you're making your offering, bringing in your money. I know communities that don't even like you unless you are a certain, should I say, a part of the boule. You must be able to show your spirit through your cash or through your education, which is only befitting in the world that it's designed for. Because guess what? A lot of people that got a lot of education that are still paying for that education can't even find a job. That's true. So my brothers and sisters, we must prepare. We must prepare, first of all, mentally. Because I told you, you don't want to let your emotions get out of control. Never. Your emotions are out of control, you're out of control. We got to prepare physically, because I'm going to tell you, that 3 meals a day, whew, you can scratch that, buddy. And I've been doing that. I've been cutting myself back 2 meals a day now. I'm kind of down to 1 meal a day, and most of that meal is based on greens and raw food. And the reason why I chose to go the raw food way is because if you find it out there, it ain't going to be cooked. I want to be able to have some dynamics of cleaning it real good, maybe putting some spices on it or blanching it or something, and enjoy all of the nutritional value that it offers me. Because that's what we ate for in the beginning. We didn't eat for taste, because taste is what got us into this situation. Oh, come on over to Kentucky Fried Chicken. It sure tastes good. It's finger-licking good. Guess what? It ain't even called Kentucky Fried Chicken no more. Matter of fact, they got to call it KFC, because it ain't chicken. It's a chicken derivative from a petri dish. See how we can be victimized, my brothers and sisters. The world is our oyster, regardless of how you take it, with a hurricane, with a fire, or just with family. Everything, every disaster doesn't mean the totality of life as we know it. But we got a plan on how we want to get beyond it. One of the things that Dave and I always talk about from time to time is how we start the rebuilding process. Now, giving you first-hand information about that tonight. So now we reach the end of this great forest, and the sun is coming out, and now we have a hot spot or river, and we got a village that's operating, and people are going out and they're cutting wood and they're coming back and they're trading wood for rabbit and fur and rabbit meat and fresh vegetables and fresh fish. Got people that's gathering orders, delivering it to everybody's house, because they know when they deliver it to the house, they'll get some turnips here and they'll get some tomatoes there and they'll get some potatoes here and maybe some rabbit meat over there and over here some fish. You see, this is a dynamic of rebuilding that they don't think we're going to make it to. We must be prepared for it. Because guess what? If somebody doesn't know how to put this together, if somebody in the group is saying, well, what you think? Ain't nothing going to get done. But if somebody can sit down and say, okay, here, this here area right here, this dirt, pick up a stick in his hand and say, okay, how many people we got? We got 20. Okay, we put 20 marks here. We break them down into five groups. That's four people in the group. So what do you got five groups for? Well, this group over here, it gathers wood. This group over here, it fishes. This group over here, it farms. You see, we can do this. And the reason why we can do this is because we already had the dynamic of survival innate in us. And here's the best part. When we begin to operate and stand in the sun again, and we will, because the sun has never been a danger to us. So when we stand in the sun again, or stand in the moonlight again, we got to find a solution for the next problem. And a problem will come, because that's how life is. And they look, don't feel bad about problems, because when you become a problem solver, you solve problems not just for you, but for everybody. And that's the best part about being in a group. Because guess what? Now it's not always on you. You sit down with other people that are like-minded and say, okay, this is the situation today. What's your opinions? And everybody could pitch in a little bit. And everybody could take a little bit away. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. I want you to understand, you want to go into a deep, dark forest. But we don't have to stay there. And it don't have to remain deep and dark. If when the light comes in, we can see how it can service us. Before you know it, we'll be living in the forest with one village, and another village will be along the waterline, and another village will be up in the mountains, because now we become humanity. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. Thank you for being in the show. Thank you, Scotty, for literally watching and monitoring and doing the things that you do behind the scenes. And for those of you listening, thank you for taking this walk into the dark forest, because guess what? When you go through the journey, you become free. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. Peace and blessings, y'all.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. We got New Abolitionist Radio coming up at the top of the hour, so make sure you keep it locked right here on Black Talk Radio. And closing out tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. will be Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio. Brother Braggs, if you will chime us out as Dave customarily ask you to. Let me make sure Brother Braggs is still on. All right. What's up, Brother Braggs? Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Sir.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.